Just one thing that comes to mind with regards to the many things that you mentioned is Rabbi Nachman speaks about that when a person tries to do his bodedus and speak to Hashem, sometimes a person's inspired and you know what to say and you're connecting to Hashem and you're not scared, etc. Just with regards to what you said, sometimes you're almost scared to speak to Hashem, and I definitely understand that's relevant to many, many people. So Rabbi Nachman speaks about that even if you're completely uninspired and to the point that you're literally all you can say is like, Hashem, help me. And you like nothing else can come to mind. You can just say those three words. And you do that for half an hour. It's as if you verbalized everything in the most perfect manner to Hashem, asking for what you need, thanking him. If that's what you can do and that's what you do, even if one is scared, but you make a commitment, you make the time, you say, this is what I'm doing. I'm dedicating a certain amount of time every day. That's definitely, if I was on my deathbed, this is the advice I'd give you. Dedicate a certain amount of time every day. The more serious one is able to take it, the more you'll commit to. If a person says, listen, I'll take 1 minute a day, that's amazing, but that's not so serious about it. If a person says, I'll take an hour a day, that's unbelievable. If a person says, I can't do an hour, listen, I'll do 30 minutes a day, even though it's going to be hard to fit in my schedule. If we believe Hashem exists, runs the world, etc., it's the most powerful thing you can do. And then in that time, even though if one is scared, etc., first you can ask Hashem, help me not to be scared to talk to you, etc., and all other things, it's a personal relationship. But also, even if you're only able to, whatever you're able to say, it's as if you've achieved everything.